Brokers, want to win big with benefits that wow your clients? This episode of Healthcare Happy Hour is powered by Renaissance Life and Health Insurance Company, the game-changing carrier that's making ancillary benefits easier, smarter, and more rewarding. With flexible plans for dental, vision, life, disability, and supplemental health insurance, Renaissance gives you the edge with solutions built to impress. Ready to boost your business? Head to renaissanceforbrokers.com and see the difference for yourself.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us for Healthcare Happy Hour, the official podcast of the National Association of Benefits and Insurance Professionals.
And I'm your host, David Saltzman. Joining us today from Renaissance Life and Health are Diana Steinhoff, President and CEO, and John Feeney, Vice President of Group Sales and Market Development. Hey, folks, welcome.
Hello.
Well, hey, David. Thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure. We're going to learn an awful lot about supplemental health benefits. So let's start right at the beginning. For folks who may not be comfortable with that part of the industry and familiar with it, what are supplemental health benefits and how do rising healthcare costs impact the need for them?
John and I are excited to talk about this important topic. It couldn't be timelier, especially with all the talk right now about the rising cost of healthcare premiums. Consumers are feeling those increases both on the Affordable Care Act side and the employer sponsor plan. So this is a timely discussion. Let me talk about supplemental health plans. We'll talk also about what Renaissance is doing in this space, but those supplemental health benefits are insurance products that are designed to help cover out-of-pocket expenses that are not typically included in your standard health plans. Those could be deductibles, copays, or non-medical costs associated with an illness or an injury. We know that high deductible plans continue to be very popular and employers are still offering those. I remember I was at Aetna in the early 2000s when those plans were launched. And those deductibles can range from anywhere between $1,000 to $3,000 out of pocket. And that's before those plans start covering any benefits, right, under that plan. So on average, we know that most Americans have about $600 of savings in their bank account. And the cost of an illness can add up well beyond the savings, leading to a medical debt. And so how do most Americans cover those costs? They use their credit cards that have high interest rates, or they take early withdrawals from their 401k plans, which is never ideal unless you really have to do that. Or some folks just make the choice to delay the necessary care because of those expenses. And then on the back end, if you delay care, the condition becomes more complex and more expensive. So you end up paying more if that is the case. And it is because there's a gap in that coverage. So these supplemental plans don't cover the entire gap, but they're important because they help subsidize some of it. There are options out there. There are critical illness, accident plans, hospital indemnity. Renaissance happens to have one that includes all of those choices, but these plans are important and have been out there for quite some time in the industry to support that gap.
What kind of a difference does that make from the employer vantage point? What do employers see about supplemental benefits that makes them attractive to offer them to their employees?
Staying with the theme on rising healthcare costs and inflation, economic instability, and of course, what everyone is dealing with in terms of healthcare utilization, they're driving up healthcare costs. That means that employers need to be more creative. They've got to look for ways to offer benefits for their employees, what they feel they need, and what will boost morale. So for employers, supplemental health offerings do offer a strategic way to support employee financial wellness while controlling the benefit costs, certainly the medical costs. By adding these products, employers can redesign medical plans to be more cost effective, increase employee engagement, and really attract a higher level of talent. And supplemental health benefits can be employer funded. They could be voluntary. They could be partially employer funded. And if they're streamlined administration, it reduces HR burden and administration by the brokerage community. Employers also gain peace of mind because they know their teams are better protected from unexpected expenses, which of course can boost morale and productivity. And really, last point on this, employers recognize that financially stressed employees can impact productivity and retention. So by offering these types of products, The coverage demonstrates investment in employees and their well-being without a large investment from the employer.
From an employee standpoint, what benefits do they offer and how do they decide which benefits they should buy? For example, I suspect that there's a difference between what an older employee might decide to buy and what a younger family with a couple of kids running around the yard might decide to buy.
From an employee perspective, not one size fits all. For somebody that is young and vibrant, maybe a supplemental accident plan or hospital indemnity plan would benefit them because that will cover any potential accident or any hospitalization that the individual may have, that maybe they have kidney stones or something quick that they had to go to the ER for, that'll cover it. For somebody that may be towards the latter half of their life, they may want a more comprehensive plan that'll cover more. There are cancer policies out there that are available through these supplemental products, a critical illness plan. And like I said, there are plans that combine all of these. You know, the employer, as John mentioned, can really provide several options depending on what the needs are for those employees. Now, again, it's not an individual plan. So obviously employers have to make that choice for the entire organization, but they certainly can provide different choices during open enrollment for employees to have the benefit. I'll tell you a personal story that just happened today, and I don't believe in coincidences. So it's probably because we were going to have this conversation, but it was very serendipitous. Our plan just, I got an email from our plan that I had a claim and that it had been paid. And it was a surprise because I had a procedure done about 2 months ago. And because we have these medical integrations within our supplemental health plan, I got that email today and I didn't even know that particular procedure was covered by my supplemental health plan. And so it was a surprise. And now I have some additional funds in my account. But this is what these plans can actually offer employees, and employers should really consider offering those choices.
I'm still surprised in this day and age that there aren't more brokers who are working in this area of the business. How can offering supplemental benefits help brokers build their books?
David, I love this question. And I'll start by saying that brokers can leverage supplemental health plans to really differentiate themselves on new business opportunities, but also it assists them in retaining what they have today in a very competitive marketplace. So these products allow brokers to offer more comprehensive solutions. They can address client pain points like rising healthcare costs that we've been discussing here. They can provide data-driven recommendations, which are available. Modern plans like the Ren Secure Health Plan feature technology and transparent reporting. So it really does make it easier for brokers to help manage accounts and really demonstrate their value. Also, this product, like many, it does help brokers drive more commission revenue with a product that offers very strong value and higher participation potential. So brokers who can help their clients navigate all these options can really build a stronger relationship, increase their retention, and at the end of the day, expand their book of business.
Speaking of options, as you work with groups of brokers, what products are they mostly drawn to, both the employers and the brokers?
Most employers and brokers are really looking for accident insurance, critical illness coverage, or hospital indemnity. Those are the three popular supplemental health products that are available. Now, some will add cancer policies that are out there as well. And so they want to give the employees those options upon open enrollment. The majority of employers are also looking to supplement those high deductible plans, as I talked about earlier, because those deductibles are so high now. So again, anywhere between $1,000 to $3,000, a lot of employers are choosing to actually look for a plan that can help, that they can actually subsidize, a supplemental health plan that they can subsidize alongside these high deductible plans to provide more coverage for their employees. So brokers are really consulting with their employers to see what the need is for the particular population, but we're starting to see that trend specifically with our product as well.
These benefits have been around for a long time. Are there any modernizations or benefits or new benefits that you're adding on because of a need in the industry?
Over the past year, Renaissance has collaborated very closely with Ansell Health to launch RenSecure Health. And as we've been talking to a degree here. Very innovative product designed to close coverage gaps and bring value not only to the member, but to the employer and, of course, the broker that's delivering it. And Diana touched base on this just a minute ago. So it eliminates a lot of common barriers that might actually discourage some employers from actually exploring or implementing a SupHealth program. A solution like this, a modern solution, if it offers streamlined administration, if it automates claims and provides a seamless, smooth experience for all parties involved, that's really the name of the game. And that's what we're looking to do. Also, our commitment to innovation is reflected in our bundled approach. So not just offering RenSecure Health, but offering our other ancillary products, offering digital platforms, and of course, and always maintaining a high level of service excellence. The integration of Ansel's technology certainly ensures that Renaissance will continue to deliver flexible, really customer-oriented, customer-focused solutions that adapt to continuously changing markets in this business.
John, if brokers aren't currently offering ancillary benefits, but they want to, what's the best way for them to learn more and to then understand how to bring those products to their clients?
Well, they can certainly go to the Renaissance website, renaissancebenefits.com. They can just, within their own environment, ask other brokers and their associates who very well may have worked with us before. By going to our website, a broker can make a request to learn more about whether it's this product or any of our other products, and we'll be glad to reach out to them and make a connection, because that's what we're doing every day here in the sales world. We are expanding our reach, expanding the Renaissance footprint, and continuously meeting new brokers and getting the opportunity to work with them.
Diana, from a 20,000-foot vantage point, what do you see happening with ancillary benefits in the next 2, 3, 4 years?
I think part of the discussion today and why it's so timely is because healthcare costs are at the forefront of every discussion at every kitchen table. You can't turn on the news or go to a social media channel without somebody talking about the rising cost of healthcare and premiums. Renaissance also has a responsibility to step up and to find solutions for our consumers that meet their expectations, right? I think everybody in the insurance world has that responsibility to bring down cost. And the way that we do that is by having these discussions, by bringing awareness about these plans and how the consumer can benefit from these supplemental health plans. Renaissance has really been on a journey over the past 2.5 to 3 years in looking for modern solutions that can meet the needs of the consumer without breaking the bank, and actual protections that have value for that consumer, the employer, the broker. So we're at the forefront of developing these solutions, and our partnership with Ansel Health is extremely important there. So over the next 2 to 5 years, I think these products are going to become even more popular because, unfortunately, costs continue to rise. And so until we have a better healthcare solution across the spectrum in our country, these are the solutions that we have in place, but we can make them easier. We can have discussions about how the consumer understands the coverage a little better and how it's more proactive, like we're searching for the ability to pay claims versus developing convoluted in a plan for somebody to be guessing whether somebody qualifies for a benefit or not. That is our responsibility to be easier to do business with.
John, there's been a lot of talk recently about ICHRAs and the choice involved in that employees get. Is there a lot of employee satisfaction around being able to choose the benefits that they want? What do they report back to their employers?
So first of all, you said something very important there. What are employees reporting back to their employers? And I think first and foremost, it's extremely valuable for employers to get that feedback from their own users, from their own employees. I think that's critical. Employees today, a mix of demographics, obviously the different age categories, they're all looking for something a little bit different. And they don't want the status quo anymore. They don't want just one offering. They want to be able to be given the opportunity to choose what's going to work best for them and for their families. That's everything from the medical plan design down to what I'll refer to as ancillary benefits, so your life and your disability benefits and your dental and vision, and then at the same time being able to offer or actually enroll in a self-health product or other worksite type products. So absolutely, yes, employees are looking for choice.
Well, that's a great place to end our conversation for today. Diana, John, thanks so much for joining us on Healthcare Happy Hour.
Thank you.
You can have the Healthcare Happy Hour podcast downloaded automatically by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also find a link to the podcast in the member-exclusive Washington Update, published on Fridays. For more information on our government affairs efforts or to become a member, visit nabip.org.